You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio now. It's time to hear another sight loss story from our blind and partially sighted community. Today we are hearing from Alex Ramzan, who has sight loss but also has a passion for theatre, and we'll find out more about it today as Alex joins us. Alex, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
So let's start with, first of all, what is your sight condition? How did you get diagnosed?
So my sight condition is something called retinopathy of prematurity, which in very basic English means I was born with no vision at all. But I've had numerous surgeries to try and correct it as best they can. I've had it all my life, so I don't know anything different, really.
Now, when it comes to, you know, you've said yourself you've always grown up with sight loss. How did you find learning things, how to do things, you know, a bit differently throughout kind of while you were growing up?
Well, I was actually quite lucky that the first couple of schools I went to, they had their own like vision impairment unit attached to them. So I was, you know, I'd had normal lessons so much during the day, and I'd have a few hours in the unit. And they'd teach me certain things or certain ways of doing something. So that really helped. But most of it was just learning every day and go, oh, okay, maybe I can't do it this way. What about if I do it this way? Would that help? It was basically trial and error, really, and just see what worked for the most part.
Now, you do have a passion for theatre. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do regards going to theatre and different plays? What sort of things do you like doing in that particular sphere?
Well, I guess it kind of all started because my mum and my parents took me to the pantomime every year for my birthday. And it sort of become a yearly tradition that we did. So it kind of sprung from there, really. And then I'd occasionally get taken to the local theatre at the time. And because we were very young kids, the tickets were cheap as chips, so we'd go all the time. And so it kind of sprung from there. These days, I go to as many theatres as I can, and I review shows and the theatre itself from a vision impairment perspective.
So when you review plays, what sort of things, for example, do you look at when you review a play?
So I tend to look at all aspects of it. So whether there's harsh lighting, whether or not there's a touch tour available, how accessible it isn't in terms of if you didn't have audio description, how accessible would it be? And some shows are more accessible without audio description than others. If a show doesn't have audio description or doesn't have a performance that covers that, I will mention it. And then the hope is that eventually in future performances, they can cover it. I kind of look at all aspects of it and I go, what, you know, if I had no vision or whatever, what would I be looking for? So I cover as pretty much of the show as you can. So if I have a recommendation for someone who has roughly the same vision as me, I say, you know, this is where you want to try and aim to sit to get the best view possible. But obviously, I understand that obviously everyone's different, so they may want a closer view. Someone might want further back view. And I cover as much of the show as I possibly can. So it can be things like harsh lighting. It can be I cover whether the show has pyrotechnics or not, whether they have guns going up or whatever. I try and cover as much of it as I possibly can.
If I was to ask you for maybe one particular play that you have, you've seen many, I'm sure, but if I was to ask you to pick out, you know, one or two plays that have particularly stood out for you recently, maybe, what would they be?
I think the most recent one last year was probably the local theatre that I'm nearest to. Their pantomime every year. They are very, very good. So whether or not you have some vision or whether you have no vision at all, they try and cater it for everyone possible. Obviously, because I've been reviewing for them for quite a number of years, I have a very good relationship with them. So occasionally they'll come to me and say, you know, can you review this for us, or could you give us your opinion on this thing? The one that stands out probably from last year was probably the pantomime for Christmas this year, because they had two performances that audio described, They have one at the start of the run, so at the start of the show beginning, they have one performance then that was already described, and they had another, and they'll have another performance sometime in January. So they try and cover as many people as possible, but the pantomime is structured and written in such a way that if you can't get an audio-described performance, you can just go to any performance and you can get by. You will still have a nice time. Yes, okay, you might lose some of the visual gags or the visual aspects of the show, but for the most part, you will have a good time.
Fantastic. And if people would like to read some of your reviews, how can they do that?
So they can they can just go to the website. So that is www.thevicritic.com is usually where I put everything 9 times out of 10.
Fantastic. And lastly, to finish off, what advice would you give based on kind of your own experience of adapting to life with sight loss? What advice would you give to people who are new to it, who might be, recently diagnosed with sight loss and who, would like any advice they can get, really?
I would say if you've recently been diagnosed with a sight condition, I would say learn as much as you can. And I think technology is probably your best friend, I think, in this day and age. So you've got, obviously, you've got smartphones that talk to you. You've got magnification on all these devices, and they're all mainstream devices. So technology is probably your best friend now. Just get as much love and support as you can. It might feel like things are very dark and damp at the moment, but it does get better, and you do find a life for yourself at the end of it.
Fantastic, Alex. A very good ending, certainly. Thank you very much for coming on and sharing your sight loss story here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.